you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We talked some baseball here on the Coach's Corner yesterday, gearing up for the high school season, which is officially underway. Today on the Coach's Corner, we're going to go back talk USU Eastern basketball as we continue to put the final touches on the 2016-2017 season. The USU Eastern men's squad, they had their struggles at the early part of the season, starting off just 1-7, but they managed to win 6 out of 7 games in conference play. Did score a victory in the quarterfinals over Colorado before falling to Snow College in the semifinals. Joining us in the studio right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Vando of the USU Eastern men's squad. Coach, always appreciate you coming down here.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much. Thanks for having me one more time.
Yeah, I can't believe it's over. Went by in a hurry, didn't it?
Man, like I said last time, times fly. So I can't believe, too, like, you know, this second semester was like a blink, and then we are right here.
Yeah, it definitely went by in a hurry, Coach. We'll start by talking about Thursday night. You guys knocked off Colorado Northwestern. That's a big win. I mean, it's the first time this team has won a tournament game, conference tournament game, in a couple of seasons, and the kids were obviously really excited. A little beat up, but a big second half propelled the team past Colorado.
Yes, you know, like you said, you know, was a great game. We had 6, you know, healthy kids, but you know, we knew that, you know, CNCC didn't want to, you know, just handle the game to us. You know, they battled, they played a really good game in the first half. Second half, you know, they had, you know, their runs, but, you know, like our bench, you know, came, you know, in help, you know, us, like really, really well. Like Nico Rojas, you know, he did great. Christopas Totoris, you know, he did great. You know, the kids battled, like we really wanted, you know, beat them. You know, it's not easy. Like we beat them 4 times. That's not easy, beat, you know, the same team 5 times. You know, it's hard. Like you see, like, you know, you're watching the our conference finals. Snow beat, you know, CSI 4 times.
Yeah.
But then when they face up, you know, again on the finals, you know, CSI beat, you know, Snow. It's hard, you know, and but I'm very proud of my guys. You know, they fought. You know, they really, really want, you know, at least play, you know, in the semifinal games, semifinals against Snow, and we accomplished that.
Once you guys get past this game, you go toe-to-toe with Snow, and this is a really good basketball team. Again, they won the conference outright, but, Coach, it's 39-31 at halftime. I mean, an 8-point deficit. You had to feel pretty good about where the team was sitting at that particular time because you guys played really – there were a lot of turnovers, to say the least, in the first half of that basketball game. How did you feel going into halftime?
I feel really, really good because, you know, like we knew that we're not playing, you know, at the, you know, the best at that we could play, but like I said, we still down like 8 points. So I told the guys in the locker room, I said, guys, you know, Snow College, they're playing their game. You know, that's their game. So we playing like probably 40 or 50% that we should have played. So I you know, in the locker room, I was very excited because, you know, I told them, I said, hey guys, you know, we really, really have a chance. So we doing the, you know, the right things. So we have some, you know, turnovers, but you know, like we were very, very excited. But on the second half, if you see the guys, they were so tired. They were so tired. Our main guys was very, very tired. And Nico Rojas, who played against, you know, CNCC, and then his foot was huge, like, you know, was swallowed like I never seen like that. So, and then, like, you know, he could have played for us, you know, the way that he did, you know, a day before. But I'm glad, you know, like, you know, against, you know, Snow, some freshmen, you know, came in and step up and play really, really good for us. Like, you know, Chris and Milan, you know, they I think they're combined. They score 40 points, almost 40 points.
Yeah.
So that's really, really good for next year. that, you know, you see how much, you know, grow that, you know, these freshmen, you know, finished this season. But it was, you know, I was kind of like, disappointed, you know, on the second half. The other thing, you know, like some of our main players, they put themselves in foul trouble. That cost us, you know, the game. So, like, you know, Cam Bailey went out on the bench. Roman McKnight, that was hard.
Yeah. You pretty much had to play a perfect game with that depleted roster to beat Snow College. But still, you guys did get to the conference semifinals. Again, our guest right now was Coach Vando as we wrap up the season. Coach, we'll talk about a couple of these sophomores. You mentioned Roman and Cam Bailey, two of the guys that kind of led this team the second half of the season. You guys did win 6 of 7 conference games. A lot of it had to do with both of their production. You're going to miss these two guys. They're going to be hard to replace.
Oh, yes. Especially, you know, like you said, you know, Cam was a leader in rebound in our league, and Roman McKnight was our leader in blocks. So, you know, but besides that, you know, Cam was like our I think he finished 5th in scoring, and Roman, I think, you know, he's in the top 10. So the two bigs that, you know, they contribute a lot, you know, especially on defensive end, you know, end of the floor. And we need replace, you know, these two guys because especially on the defensive, you know, it's we gotta you know get better. So I think, you know, we already signed, you know, Karbala Gaye, so from Senegal, 6'11", he is really, really good on like a rim protector, like, you know, Roman. But, you know, we need to do a good job in recruiting right now and for sure, you know, replace these two guys because, you know, they help us a lot.
Played without Quinn Peters. He was the team's leading scorer. Quinn was obviously missed. I go back and I look at the Snow College game. If you have Quinn, there's a good chance you guys are winning at halftime. Really, Coach?
Yes. You know, Quinn is like you said, that's our best scorer. I think he finished 3rd, you know, in the league. He was like our floor general. He can really score, but he have the ability to involve other people on the court.
Yep.
So that's we miss him a lot. We, you know, like our offense, it wasn't the same when he played. Was kind of like it's not smooth when, you know, Quinn come, you know, and run our offense. You know, like we miss him a lot, and then like he and Zach Hunsaker, you know, they know each other really, really well. And when we beat Snow, he play a really good defense on Zach, so he wasn't there. You know, like kind of like, you know, Zach have, you know, his touch, and of course, you know, he scored good for Snow.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun year. I mean, when you look at these guys, now moving forward, you mentioned some of the returners. Milan was fantastic. Actually contributed as a starter throughout the majority of the season before getting hurt. Andy Isopehi, when he is right, he's probably the team's best perimeter defender. Chris Tatoris, I'm really excited to see the growth of this kid. I love watching him play on the offensive side of the ball. But, Coach, at the beginning of the year, you had mentioned that you guys had 8 different countries represented on this team. How big of a struggle was that, or was it at all?
Well, I knew that that when you bring international players, they're gonna struggle for at least one semester. Mm-hmm. Like it's always, you know, we had, you know, international players, but back in the days, like we just allowed to have 2, and we know, like we had, you know, even Priscilla Borges, who played for our women team, was, you know, All American, you know, she scored like 50 points, 47, but we knew like the first semester she was horrible. Like, you know, that's a transition to FIBA basketball, to the American style. We knew that they're gonna struggle a little bit, and some people more, some people less. But, you know, it's you know it's like a it's different by people by people.
Yeah.
But and then, like, we had, you know, some kids that they really, really struggle more than one semester. But like you said, I think by the end of the year, we had Chris playing really good, shooting threes for us. Milan played really good. Andy, Nico Rojas, you know, these kids, you know, by the end of the year, you know, they play really, really well. So and now, like when we talk, you know, briefly after the game, so they know what they expect and they know what they gotta do during the summer to get better and coming back and play their best, you know, basketball on the second semester. The other kids, you know, we need to evaluate, you know, what we gonna do and how they gonna, you know, if we gonna, you know, just evaluate the whole year and then, you know, make some really important decisions.
Lastly, before I let you go, you don't have an assistant coach. What is the time frame on bringing in a new coach for you to help you throughout the offseason?
Well, I already talking to one assistant coach, and I hope that, you know, he can, you know, pick up his mind really, really quick, because, you know, like I said, I really need an assistant as soon as I can, because I'm recruiting right now between 8 or 10 players, and it's hard to do that, you know, by myself, and I needed somebody who can, you know, help me, you know, talk with these kids, you know, every day, and you know, try to make them, you know, pick up, you know, their mind and sign with us. So I hope that, you know, as soon as I got the assistant coach, probably, I think he's still in season until next week. So probably next week, you know, we can talk and make, you know, and I hope that he make his decision by the next, 10, 15 days.
Yeah. Yeah, be a good time frame for you guys.
Yes, yes.
Coach, it's always so much fun to bring you in and talk basketball. I'm sad the season's over, but again, thank you. And I know we'll catch up with you during the offseason and get some updates on the team.
Well, thank you so much. You guys have been great all year long, and I really enjoyed coming over here and talk. And I you know, you guys are great. So as soon as I have, you know, some, you know, good news or news, I'll let you know. And you guys, you know, people that, you know, listen to us, I just want to say at the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. You know, you guys have been great. I really appreciate, you know, all year long your support. And I'm very excited to put together a new team for next year. And I hope that we can go farther than, you know, the conference semifinals.
Yep, definitely. Coach, thank you again.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Vando with the USU Eastern Men's Basketball Squad. We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We'll talk some Major League Baseball with my good friend Steve Bortstein of Fox Sports right after this.